Hi, Valerie.
Hey, are we having a call?
We will be.
I didn't get
so far, you're the only
it.
One on.
Well,
you didn't get an email?
No.
Oh. Interesting. How did you know to come here?
I had it marked on my schedule.
Okay.
And then I checked the INE schedule, and it was still on there.
Okay.
And I know the phone number.
Yeah.
So I dialed it.
You and me both. Excellent. Excellent. Oh, and that's good. Well, thank you for being here. I thought, well, this is going to be a short call.
Well, and if it's just me, you don't need to do it. I like to listen in just because things get I get reminded of things. But
that's okay. Actually, Janice just came on. So I'm going to open her line real quick.
Hello.
Hi, Janice. Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm well. Is this on the web as well, or is it just a phone?
So you go to join.me/DrRitaMarie.
Okay.
And that should open up either a web page or I personally have it downloaded because I use Join Me a lot. And so I'm going to do a screen share.
Okay. So I'm knocking to join. Let me put my name down here.
Okay. So you've done it. All right. There you go. Oh, and there's Susan. And Janice. All right. Are you there too, Valerie?
I'm working on it.
All right. And Susan, I don't see you in the instant teleseminar, so you can talk and ask questions. Oh, maybe that's you, Jay Thompson. Is that you, Susan?
Why would that be under John? Can you hear me now?
I can, yeah.
Oh,
I just
okay.
Saw you come in.
So I'm on the live webcast, but all I can see are prompts for stop, go, and volume control.
Okay, so you called in.
I called in on my cell phone, actually.
Okay, all right. And then, but you're watching via the Join Me.
The live. Yeah, I've got Join Me set up.
Great.
It says, hang tight, the presenter hasn't shared anything yet.
Yep, and that is true.
Okay.
I'm waiting for everybody to come on. And then it also looks like Phyllis is there. Phyllis, have you called in as well? You can't talk to me. let me look back here. I don't see you there. If you can type in Phyllis into the chat. Let's see. Okay, so what I'm going to do is share my screen. Oh, why don't I see you there? Oh, maybe you're on the webcast. Are you on the webcast? Let's see. Yep, that must be you, Phyllis, the one. Okay, as long as you can hear me, that's great. On that webcast, though, you cannot ask questions. So you do have the chat, and if that works for you, that's great. All right, so I know we have a couple of people here that are new to our program, Janice and Susan for sure. Valerie is still trying to get in to the Join Me. And then Phyllis and Valerie have been in the program for a while. Phyllis has been in probably a year longer than Valerie. So, and that's why there's Valerie. I tell people to join into this call because there's always something new that they can learn. So this have either you, Janice, or Susan had a chance to look at this page yet?
Yes.
Yes. And who said that?
Janice.
Janice, okay. Have you had a chance, Susan, to look at this page?
Yes, I have.
Okay, great. At least I know you have gotten here, so that's a big thing. Oh, I need to log out. This is somebody else's. Sometimes people will say, hey, I can't get into some part of the page, and so I log in as them and see what they see. So I'll log in as me. Okay. So I'm just going to briefly go over this banner here across the top. So we have schedule, recording, module indexes, resources, bulletin board, support, events, and bonuses. Okay. Most people will spend most of their time in the module indexes. The ACR modules, if you know you just want to go listen to a talk that one of our monthly seminar experts gave, then you'll go here. So I'll just go there real quickly. And so you'll see there's this little arrow here on the side, and that will give you your list of people. So you can see we've had Dr. Anna Quebec. It's in alphabetical order. We've had Dr. Anna Quebecca, Dr. Ben Lynch, Dr. Dennis Wilson, Dr. Dickon Weatherby, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, Dr. Jess Armin, Dr. Kim DeRamo, Dr. Linda Berry, Dr. Susan Pierce-Thompson, Dr. Tracy Tranchantella, and a young woman named Elixir who did face mapping. We also last year at our Shine Conference did a guest expert series on the gut-brain connection. So that's there as well. And so that you can go to those and take a look. So, oops, that's not what I wanted. Sorry about that. So I will just give you an example. Let's go to Dr. Anna Quebecca. And if you're coming to Shine, she's going to be speaking. So this will give you an idea. We just had Dr. Rosensweet. His is still in the editing process, so it's not up yet. Anyway, so what it is you come here, you listen. You can listen and watch with the slides. It's downloadable, both the video and the audio. You can print out the slides, and then she has a free gift. And so it's an e-book. A webinar jam, a radio show with Dr. Quebecca, J.J. Virgin, Dr. Sarah Gottfried, and Dr. Jennifer Landa. Dr. Quebecca's 10 Secrets for Sensual Living. It's a poster. It's what we all need on our wall. And then a coupon for her Vitapura Healthy Living Store. So everybody has given us a gift in of some sort. So I encourage you to go through there. So that's your ACR modules. CMDS modules, after you've been in the program, I'm actually going to go back here to foundations because that will make more sense. All right. So this is where what you may both most fully be understand. You've seen this. You can go to the first steps, which it's just make sure you have everything set up. So you want to make sure that, you know, you have these email addresses safe listed. You go to the master schedule page to see all the calls and everything that's coming up and putting them on your calendar. I also recommend that you look at them once a week just to make sure. When you get that email with the schedule in there, I encourage you to take a look. What we're doing here now, you know, it's going through the website to see where everything is. There is the availability to download files. And sometimes you can do it all at once. Let's see. here's our private Facebook group. So if you haven't been there already, let us know. We also have the Unstoppable Health, which is a public, more of a public Facebook group. And then you go to your first module. Have all of you had a chance to do all of that, just to even go through and take a look at that? Janice or Susan?
I've been able to see some of it, enough to know that, I need to dedicate some time. But, yeah, I've had a look at most
of
it.
Okay. Yeah.
I did miss the Facebook link.
Okay. And I think that actually was for the INE Facebook group. Since you're in NEPT, there's also an additional Facebook group. Let me double check here. Yeah, this is the INE Facebook group.
Okay.
If you want to come into the NEPT Facebook group, it's right here under support.
Okay.
So there's both of them right there as well.
Okay, great.
Okay. So now we'll go back to our modules. And so here are your modules. The first two modules are always released at once, and then every about 3 to 4 weeks, the next module is opened. If you get through it and you want us to open it up more quickly, just contact us and let us know. So I will just go here so you get an idea of what this looks like. So this is what it looks like. You can also take the little arrow and go down and see the same things. You have a progress checklist. Have you guys received your large binder?
Yes, I have.
Okay. How about you, Janice? That was Janice. Okay. How about you, Susan?
It was en route before I left town, so I'm sure it's at the house.
It's at home. Okay. So this is what I do, is I print these out, and I put them in my binder. There's a tab for each of the modules. I'm a checklist person. What can I say? So as I go through and do things, I check them off. And this book here, the Advanced Nutrition and Human Metabolism textbook, I really encourage you to get. This is not the most recent edition, but that's okay. The most recent edition is $200. So it's not necessary you have the most recent one. You can get this one for like $10 to $15. And then these are some YouTube videos that you can look at. So that just gives you an idea of that, what you're going to be learning. And the learning objectives, which are listed in the progress checklist, again, I do still print them out because it reminds me, what is it I'm learning here? Going back to the Krebs cycle and ATP, remember that? So then you take a pretest. It is not grade. It is simply for another way for you to see, what do I remember? And you can see some of it's essay, there's multiple choice, things like that. And if, just to even prove that this is not graded, we have the answers right here. So you can go back and say, I forgot about that. Then we get to the core content. Sometimes you'll see multiple bullet points in here. Each of the bullet points will have audios, videos, slides, and transcripts. So that's why some modules will take longer than others. So then you come here and you listen to, you watch the video. Again, it's all downloadable, video, audio, slides, transcript. I myself print out the slides and the transcript And as I'm listening and watching, I'm making notes, I'm highlighting, and then I put those into my binder when they're done. This one happens to have charts and diagrams as well. Yeah.
Lynn, do you print out your charts and diagrams and put them in the binder as well?
I sure do. Here, we'll just take a look at them so you can see. That is why I print them out.
Yeah.
Because as we go through this, and I remember this is one that I went through a couple times just to cement it. I mean, it's very foundational for what we're learning. And so I really wanted to make sure that I understood it. So I do indeed. Then you have advanced topics and references. It's not required reading, but if you really want to go in depth on certain topics, we wanted to make sure you have the resources to do it. So again, here's video resources to help you understand more of that visual, you know, how the Krebs cycle works, oxidative phosphorylation, glycolysis, things like that. So it really cements in your brain what's happening. Again, there's that textbook. And then we have next steps. It's like, okay, I've learned all of this, now what? So take a look at your own habits. Are you eating for energy? Create your own simple checklist you can give to clients. Go through the Krebs cycle diagram and make a list for yourself of the nutrients that are important. These are things that are practical. It's that we take that knowledge and help you apply it to your life and the lives of those people that you'll be working with. And then you have a post-test. When you log into your post-test, you use the same login information that you use to get into your INE members site. And you have 3 attempts to pass. You need a passing score of 80%. It is not timed, so which is good because there was one time I started the wrong test. Hadn't even been looking at the test that – or the module for the test I started. So I was able to stop it and not worry about it. It's approximately 25 questions. Sometimes there's more. Sometimes there's less. The other piece that's really important is that there may be a scroll bar like this on the side, okay? And if you see that, that means you'll have more than one answer. So if you're looking at the question and the answers and you're like, I don't see anything there, keep your eyes open here and see if this little scroll bar is there. And that's a clue. So there's that. I'll stop for a moment and make sure. Any questions? Okay. I wanted to find something. Let's see. I wonder if this will have it. Sometimes you'll see other materials, like done-for-you materials. And I'm going to see if... So here we have... I'm going to see if they have it in here, too. And at any time, if you have questions about this, let me know. And we'll go to that part because having your questions answered is important. So you can see this one in, so this whole module is macronutrients. Within that, in the core content, we have protein. The protein part of this module has 3 videos. Okay, so that's why there's a lot of materials in here. So this one has done-for-you resources. And And this is the only thing we ask, is that on the footer, you either put distributed by and your name with permission and then this information. Either one of those is acceptable. And so these are things that you can use with your clients. So if you have somebody who needs information about cross-reactive foods, if they have signs of excess or deficiency with their protein, essential fatty acid status, an action plan for their fats, hydration, you can print any of these out. If you do the Word doc, then it's editable, and so you can take it out. You can take out Dr. Rita Marie's. So here, I'll open this up. So this is what the PDF looks like. If you do it with the Word doc, you can actually take this banner out and put your own logo and name and banner on it. But again, all we ask is at the bottom, you put on the footer that information that it's distributed by. So when you use the Word doc, it becomes editable. And this is really nice to have, especially if you're just starting out or just wanting to use any of the information. Because since it is editable, then you can take out things that you're like, you know, they don't need to know that, or I'm going to add some things to it that I've learned. But it's really nice to have these materials as a jumping off place. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's any other. Do you know how many modules you have open right now? 1, 2, 3, 4.
This is Janice. I think 2.
You're at 2? Okay. All right. You're probably both.
But I think they're both available for me to open.
Right. Right. So you'll see if it's not available, it will have a circle or something open. But if you go on here and it shows that it's hyperlinked, then you can go on there. I'm just trying to make sure that I've covered this well enough that you understand it. Does all of this make some sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Great. Does it look exciting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, and maybe overwhelming.
Oh, no. This is what I was looking for. Sometimes in a module, underneath the recording, you'll find the assessments that pertain to it that you can use or any other materials, right? They'll still be listed in the Done For You, but as you're going through particular slides and everything, it's nice to see them right there. And as far as feeling overwhelmed, don't, because, well, I'm not going to tell you you can't, because if you feel that way, you feel that way. But I hope to assuage your feelings of angst. We all start at Module 1, which is the overview. This is self-paced. There is no one breathing down your neck saying, it's been 2 weeks, you need to be done. Because we have lives. We might have families. We might have other jobs. We might have other schools, things that we're doing. And we teach stress management. It would be rather hypocritical for us to create stress for people by doing this. Going after you. We might send you a note if we haven't heard from you saying, hey, is everything okay? Anything we can help you with? But there's no pressure on that. If you do have questions, you don't have to wait for a call like this to ask. You can come to the Facebook page. You have your monthly journals. You can email me. You can text me. Whichever, however it works out best for you. So we're here to support you however we can, whether it just be saying, I know you talked about this, where is that again, or I really don't understand this piece of the material. And And I can guarantee you, if you've thought that, somebody else, at least one other person has. So always feel free to ask your questions. And so just take your time and do that. So that's the module indexes is the most important piece to this. I would say the next pieces are calls. So understanding where to find the calls is important. You'll see referenced in your weekly email to go to your schedule. So you just go to the drop-down box. Here's all the calls that are scheduled. And the first part of it are just little shortcuts on how to get there. So if you're like, oh, I know there's an NEPT call coming up. So you just, great, there you go. And you can go to the Week at a Glance calendar. And you can see all the calls that are happening this week. This week there aren't as many because Dr. Rita Marie is in Oregon with the Food Revolution retreat. In fact, she doesn't even have internet. So, and she sent us a picture as they were driving in. It looked absolutely gorgeous. It's really gorgeous. So this week, this is all we have. If you want to see what's coming up next week, you go to this little arrow here, and so it shows you next week. So you can see there's a few more calls. You, outside of ERC, you should have access to just about everything here. There's a Green Cleanse call next week, Vital Health Topic, an NEPT case study call, Open Coaching, Core Content, VLM, which Vibrant Living Members, Office Hours. This one you probably, this one I know you don't have access to or you don't come to. It's for when you are going through the program, you have the option to apply to be one of, to work as a coach, to do an internship with Dr. Rita Marie. And we'll either assign you individual people or group calls. But this call is for people who are fulfilling that role right now, and we go through and talk about the different people we're working with and get help from Dr. Rita Marie on that. And then another INE office hours. This is our year-long client program, so you wouldn't necessarily come to that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Going back to the schedule. So when you come to this page, you can just scroll through. You can see that on September 22nd, we're having another ACR with Dr. Tom O'Brien on autoimmunity. He's also going to be at Shine, so that's really exciting. So you can get that information there. We don't have those. This tells you the next INE office hours call, so you can get that in your calendar. We don't have any of those live. Here's your NEPT calls. So today, this is the last call for August. Here's all the calls for September. And so you can start penciling them in. I say pencil them in because sometimes things happen and we need to switch them around, which again is why you want to look at your weekly newsletter. We don't have one of those yet. I know we have some in the works. And then this is your Maestro information. Generally, when you come to an NEPT call, it will be through Maestro. At this point, it's just phone. There's no screen sharing that way. If we do screen share, it's through Join Me. And we'll use this as a chat if necessary. So that is how that works. You can use web call for Maestro, or you can use Skype or you can use Google Talk.
Lynn,
does that make sense?
Can I ask a quick question?
Absolutely.
Yep. On one of the calls last week, Dr. Rita Marie was saying that if you had labs that you wanted her to have a look at, that you could load them in for the next call. What call would that be?
Well, it depends. If it's just one lab, and it probably won't take more than maybe 20 minutes, that would be September. You could do it on Open Coaching.
Okay.
I don't see that she has, usually she has a lab call here.
She was talking about the 23andMe results with someone on that methylation call. And was saying that, you know, you could load in your 23andMe and she would have a look at it kind of thing.
Right.
So would that also
so
be on
I would do that, actually. Something like that. Though methylation, to read the genetics test is much longer than just than reading maybe a biohealth lab or even a Dutch test or something like that. So I would definitely say a genetics test would be on a case study call. And
okay.
So since we're on that topic, if you have labs you're going to upload, you go to your resources, and down here you have either file uploader or case study. So if you're going to only upload your labs, you go to file uploader. And I would assume at this point that you are you've downloaded the labs that you got, and so they're in your hard drive in your computer. So you fill this out. You can say it's, you know, is it NEPT the whole thing, or is it a digestive question, or blood sugar, and is it a lab, is it a client file? If you're doing this as part of your certification, you'll use that. If it's part of a case study, you can use that. And then you go through and you just check off the boxes to say that, yep, I know I'm doing this. You've got my permission. And then you click this link here so that you'll upload your files in there. If you have any other notes that you want Dr. Rita Marie to know about this file, then you'll put that in there. It's maybe, you know, I did this on this day of my cycle, or I'm not cycling, I fasted during this, you know, anything that you think would be of help, and then you submit it. Case study, it's much more in depth. In fact, it's pages. So we won't go through all of it. So you can see there's your information, the health case history, the habits, and then the document uploader. So this is a little more extensive. The first page is pretty much the same as what you just did. But then you're going to go into quite a bit of detail. And it's good to do a few of these, like within the first year, because one of the requirements for your certification is to do a case study presentation. And so this will warm you up to understand, and the first time then that you actually do a case study presentation, you'll be used to this process. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So,
can the case study be your own, or?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you're talking about just having the experience. Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Exactly. So just during a regular call, you can do this. But when you get to that point that you want to do it for, your actual presentation, and we ask that you tell us ahead of time, because then we can block off that time and we'll be ready for that. And I encourage you when you do that to, if you're familiar with PowerPoint, to actually create a PowerPoint presentation for that. And we have templates. So I'm just going to go there so you can see what I'm talking about. So this is just a PDF. You can always actually print that out and keep that in your binder. And there's another link to the file uploader. But we have templates. So part of the requirements are 3 recorded 20-minute or so audio sessions. It doesn't mean that you have to have the whole session with your client done in 20 minutes. It's just we want a snapshot telling us how you do. And so there's examples there for both if you want to write it or your audio. And that's your actual written case study template. And this you only need 2 of. They can be the same one. They can be different. Many people use, this is if you want to apply to work with us. And so many people use the internship to fulfill the coaching practicum hours. But they can be your own clients to fulfill that. And then here's the case study presentation. Again, there's a sample. It only needs to be about 20 minutes. We usually say 15 minutes and then about 5 minutes for questions. Throughout your time, one of your assignments is to do a health topic presentation. And again, we've got some approved topics. That doesn't mean that you can't come up to us and say, hey, I'd really like to talk about whatever it is. And then we have a sample of it there. Client handouts and research paper collections. These are ones that we have done already. And you can use that as handouts you can give to your own clients. And this is another area for your login for your exams. And then the last thing you'll do is have an oral exam interview with Dr. Rita Marie. And it's pretty harmless. It's not like she's going to sit in front of you and say, okay, question number 1 is this, question number 2 is that. It's more a conversation where she'll just talk to you to find out what you know. And she just really wants to make sure you are done and are ready to graduate. So there's that piece. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yes. How would we notify you in advance?
To do what?
Well, you were saying that if we wanted to do a case study on the call, to notify
just
you in
just send
advance,
us an email. Yep, just send me an email. Text,
okay.
Let me, you know, you can Facebook message me, however.
Okay.
Yeah. And it would be nice about at least a week in advance, but you probably, when you get ready to do it, you know, you're going to need some time to actually prepare it. And so when you're at that point, say, I'm getting ready to prepare my case study presentation, this is the call I'm thinking of doing it at. Is that still okay? And we'll make sure we get you scheduled in for that.
Okay.
I'm just going to go back over here. Again, let's say you've gone through all the module of you've read through everything, the core content and everything. You're ready to just take the post-test. Rather than go through and find the module and everything, you can just go right up here and log in and take your test. If you're in the digestive module and you want to know more about what you have there, you can do that. You can actually, at this point, graduate from the full NEPT program with 3 certifications. And so you can have a certification as a clinical mastery of the digestive system. And that just goes through. It's very similar, just not as quite as intense. Same thing with blood sugar balancing. That's your blood sugar balancing module. You can also get an insulin resistance practitioner certification. If you have not filled out your Getting to Know You form, that would be great. Again, here's where the certification information is. I just sent in for the blood chemistry software. Once a month, I send them a list of everybody that has signed up in the last month. And so I'll just go there real quickly. So you'll get an email that says, welcome to blood chemistry software, and here's your login information. Your login information is going to be the same as what you log in here. But here's the login information. So you'll go to blood chemistry software, and you log in. And if you haven't seen us use this already, I'll just give you a little overview. So you can view patients, and actually I'm going to log out of here. This is Dr. Rita Marie's. I just automatically go there. Let's see if I can remember mine. Might not be right. Yep, I didn't think so. I think it's, yeah, that's it. Okay. So, there you go. So this is me. I can share this because this is my personal labs. It's a, I need to do another one. Anyway, so you can see, all right, so for me, my immune system, and these are all things I knew even before I did it. It was like, yeah, I know this stuff is really off base. So I knew I have immune insufficiency. My acid base is not very good. You know, I have metabolic syndrome. I knew I already, genetically, I knew I am predisposed to fatty liver. I've always known I was anemic. And so I can look at this and see that. So you can do that with your own clients. You can generate a report based on this. And this is a really cool thing. So if you're going to get a report, you just click select all, generate report, and then you can print it too. You can, and that will give it to you downloaded, but I'm not going to do that right now. And so you can see, oh, look, she's got metabolic syndrome, and this is why. Her glucose is high, her triglycerides are high, her total cholesterol is high, her LDL cholesterol is high. Fatty liver. Why? Because their ALT is low, glucose is high, cholesterol is high, triglycerides are high, her LDL cholesterol is high. Immune insufficiency. Why? Her ALK-FOS is low, her total WBCs are low. So you can go through, and it just helps you so much when you're working with people to have this. They need, you know, I need zinc, B vitamins, B12, and it just shows you the things that are out of range. You can actually click on each one of these, and it'll bring you to the report for what that means. There is a section down here. So if you want to know more about, oh, let's see, liver function. should bring you to the conditions guide. Oh, they don't have that one yet. There you go. Let's find one they do have. Okay, so if you know one of your clients has an acid base issue, then you can, it'll give you a little clinical reference. Here are the symptoms. Nope, there's nothing there. There you go. So it's, you look at their metabolic acidosis pattern, metabolic alkalosis pattern. So that's going to help you with the diagnosis. What's the cause of it? Well, there. These are the dysfunctions. Let's see if they have any treatments. No, that's a bad one to choose. Let's see if this is better. Yeah, so adrenal dysfunction. You know, these are the signs and symptoms that they might have adrenal dysfunction, adrenal hyperfunction. You know, these are the blood levels that you look at to see if that might be an issue. Causes, okay, anger, stress, maldigestion, excessive exercise, chronic stress, could be environmental toxins. It's just, it gives you little clues of things to think about when you talk to them. You know, and that's what they're called. Sometimes they have treatments. Yeah. So again, it's just a really nice tool. And so within the next couple of weeks, you should be getting a welcome email with that.
So Lynn, quick question about your data. Mm-hmm. How do you load your data into this software?
Yep, exactly. Great question. So I'll bring you there. So we'll go back to patients. Okay. So these are actually all the people in the program, all the students. So they have a common, it's all common. We all use it. They all use little clues so that they know what who their clients are if they don't want to reveal who they are. So if you have a new patient, you'll see over here in the right where it says add new patient. So you put their first and last name. I'll just make up a name. And okay, there you go. Let's just do that. Okay, then you hit save. Okay. So now you're going to add a new test. So then you put the test date. So by this time, if you're doing this, you've probably got a lab from somebody. And so then you'll just put that test date in. Most of the time I just do, you know, most of the people I work with are female, so I usually just do default female panel. And if most of the people, again, I work with are in the U.S., but sometimes they're not. And so I want to use standard international for that. But I'm going to there. So then you do save and enter lab test results. And there, this is where you upload them. So, you know, you just take your sheet and you put things in. You know, so you just go through and then you hit submit at the very bottom or save, and then it'll save it, and then you can print out that report like I showed you. If you have any notes that you want to put in here for yourself, you can do that. It'll give you this little warning if somebody's really off. One reason it's nice is because maybe you didn't, you know, you did a typo, and so that's really good. But sometimes it's like, oh, look, it's already telling me something's way off. So you can pay attention. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So if I'm assigned an account and I get the, you know, I get that email, I
mm-hmm.
sign and open my account, and then say if I want to add labs, test, or add a client, I add myself as a client within my account?
You can. You don't have to. I just happen to because I was running my own labs.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah,
that
not everybody
really cool.
does their own. Oh, it's amazing. It just really helps you. It's just a really nice tool to help you as you're working with somebody and you're trying to find the common pieces of what might be going on. When you use this combined with the health tracker, it's amazing. It just really helps you hone in on the one or two steps you want to help with somebody. Even though I know my first reaction is, oh, they need to do da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, it just helps you to hone in on maybe two things that they can do. Because when you throw too much at them, they get overwhelmed and they do nothing.
Right.
So even if it's something as simple as, oh, look, you have hypochlorhydria. That means you have low stomach acid. One thing that would be great, start your morning with either fresh celery juice or maybe a glass of warm water with fresh squeezed lemon. And they're like, oh, okay, I can do that.
Right.
And your adrenal function isn't great. So, you know, try to go to bed by 10:30 and try to get, you know, 7 or 8 hours of sleep. It'd be nice to get more, but we're not going to push it if we can't. So, you know, you give them a couple of things to do and then they see that and they see this report and they get, it's very impactful to see all those numbers, in black and white. It isn't just something flowing in the ether sphere that, well, maybe this is going on. It's there in black and white and it's from their own body. And it makes them want to do the things that you're telling them. And this is also why retesting is important. So you can show them, hey, look, we've been doing these things. And look, your labs are getting better. Or this lab is getting better. This one, oh, that means we need to look at something. But it's just very helpful, at least I have found.
Is this the software that Rita Marie was referring to in a call? She's like, there were so many, I can't remember which one, but she had said something about the fact that there was going to be some special software for labs. I'm thinking this is it?
It could very well be. We've been using this for a while.
Maybe that's something else.
Yeah, we've been using this one for a while. Was it genetics testing?
It might have been.
Because I know we have that.
Is it new?
Well, there's several
something
different...
that was new that was up and coming.
So there is it's called Stratagene. That's from Seeking Health. It's a new...
That was it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So that's new. And then we're also looking at some of the materials that we can get through Precision Analyticals with the Dutch test that can further help us understand that as well.
Okay, and then the health tracker, you haven't
yep.
gone over that obviously,
nope.
right?
Not right,
okay.
Not right now, but I can do that.
Lynn, when we complete the training, will we have access to these software?
Okay, so right now you have a free account through the school, and when you're done, yes, you do lose that particular account, but it's my understanding you'll be getting a discounted offer from Blood Chemistry Software to continue. But I think you'll see that it's just a very valuable piece to have within your practice. And
absolutely.
And so you may want to continue to include that. Let's see. And I'll just briefly go over the lab resources. So through Dr. Rita Marie, you have access to certain labs. And that is right here. And there's all the instructions. So for 23andMe, that's how you create your account through Dr. Rita Marie. ALCAT. With ALCAT, there is a form to fill out. And that is right here. And that goes over that information. BioHealth, that is the information to order to open your own. We just went through blood chemistry software. DiagnosTechs, you go here, fill out new account, list Dr. Rita Marie's referral, order the test with Dr. Rita Marie's referring doctor, and the test results will come back to you. Direct Labs, Great Plains, Meridian Valley, and I think, Meridian Valley has two registration forms. If you're a health coach or a nutritionist, you have this form. If you're a doctor or a naturopath, you have this form. And that is what we have right now. We have a couple of others that we are in finalizing steps, so watch for that in your newsletter.
Sorry, Lynn, I missed the link to find those. Is it under resources?
So, yes, I'll go up here.
Okay.
Yep, resources, NEPT resources, and lab resources.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. And here's the health tracker. It's going to show up as an Excel sheet. I'm actually going to open, I have it as a Google spreadsheet, so I'm actually going to open that because it's just easier for me to do it that way. And it looks exactly the same. This is actually the older version. I shouldn't use this. Well, you'll get the idea. But this is really nice to have as well as when you work with somebody. It's a great place. I spend a lot of time on the initial consultation, really helping them connect with what their goals are for themselves. And so putting down their priorities, their challenges, the difference between a goal and a vision, just things like that. So that's the first page. The next page is the appointment tracker. So if you record the call, you can put the recording link in here, make any notes that you want. If the client has said anything during the call, you can put that on there. Symptom tracker. This is based, I have gas and bloating when I eat beans. What other symptoms do they have? And you can put it on this, maybe the very first day you saw them with that initial consultation. You can go across and write down all the symptoms that they have. Maybe the next time you talk to them, they have other symptoms. So you'll go down here and you'll put it. Or, how is that gas and bloating? You can put, not as bad. Soaked beans, it's better. Again, it's just a great way to keep things And it's really nice, because usually in the morning I look to see who I'm going to be talking to, and I pull this up, and it helps remind me what it is that we're going to be talking about. I also usually send them an email earlier in the day reminding them about their appointment. And, you know, in our last call, we spoke about these three things and that you had wanted to do. So we'll be covering that at this next call. In some of those done for you materials, you'll see assessments. And one of the assessments is a body system and organ assessment. So you'll put those in here and they change colors and everything. Again, it's just another way to see what's going on with them. And so if you use those assessments, you can put those in there. And again, you just keep retesting. If they have supplements that at that first session, you can put their supplements in here. It's really nice if you have this in here before that first call. Maybe on their intake, they wrote down all the supplements they're taking. So you can put that in there. And so when you're getting that first call together, you can go through and see what they're taking. So when you meet with them, you can say, well, you're taking a lot of things, but I think I need to add one more, and then discontinue these. If they're also taking medications, you want to make note of that as well. Lifestyle plan, do they need to do heart mass? Do they need to rebound? Maybe a sauna. You can put that all in there. If they send you a diet diary, you can put some of that information in here. Sometimes I give, because this particular one is a Google document, sometimes I give them access to it, and they'll fill in their diet diary themselves. If you have a diet plan that you want them to follow, you can put some of that in here. You know, needs to be 100% gluten-free. Gave her some gluten-free recipes. Again, the glucose tracking would be something that they would fill out as they took their glucose reading, and they can make note of everything that's happening. Exam findings, it's not that you're giving them an exam. They actually do that on themselves, which is really empowering. You know, do they have any rib merge and tenderness? So they're doing that themselves. We teach them ways to check their own blood pressure. You know, your pupil constriction, ways to check for low stomach acid, liver, gallbladder. And so you'll put these things in here, and again, they'll come up with different colors, and then they come over here to the exam finding summary, and it'll say, oh, because they had these numbers in adrenal. Let's go back here. Come on. Well, maybe I put it up here. Oh, I did. There, see? I did it right there. So I just put those two numbers right there, and that gave me this. So it's yellow. That means, that's something to pay attention to. And then the piece that people use this the most for are the lab results. And so those same numbers that you put in the blood chemistry software, you can put that in here as well. Oh, Have you guys had a chance to look at this?
I have not.
Okay. I'm hoping this comes up
here. I haven't
either. Okay. Well, gosh almighty. Okay, here it is. Slowly but surely it's coming up. I'm looking at getting a new computer anyway. This is an old computer.
I hear a lot about heart math. Will we be learning about that?
Absolutely. If you go to the Vibrant Living members site that you have access to, you know you have access to that, right?
Yes.
Okay. On the right-hand side, there's something that says Transforming Stress System. Let me see if I can find it here. Where'd it go? Here it is. Okay, so if you go to the Transforming Stress System, you can actually sign up for that, and that gives you some of that information. So here's your introduction.
You're starting to break up.
Oh, I am?
You just did a little bit.
Okay. I had stopped talking, actually. So,
oh, okay.
But this page will go over a lot of the heart math, and then you can sign up for it, and each day it'll go into your email. But you also have the ability to come here and listen to them. They're like 3 to 5 minutes.
That is
and
so
then,
cool.
Yeah, it is very nice. And, you know, it's if you have the way, like if you put it into your phone or something and you have it by your bed, when you first wake up, you just, you know, you click on it and you listen, and it just really helps you in your day. So that's really nice. So that's where that is, and that explains a lot of it. We do them frequently, either in meetings, often before when we do the convention, like Shine. You'll see us doing that, you know, right hand over your heart, left hand on your belly, and you breathe. Now, you get to a point where you don't even have to do that. And that's really nice. I'm going to see what's happening here. This is the international page. Why is this not showing up? There we go. All right. So you put the date of the lab. You put the lab results here, and it'll turn green if it's good, yellow if it's not, if it's outside the ideal range. See, there's a difference between the ideal range and the lab range. And so this means it's outside the lab range. Let's see if I can find this one here. It's more of a goldenrod color. That means it's outside of both the ideal and the lab range. That's something you need to look at. And so you're like, wow, it's 4. That's really low. So then you take and scroll all the way over here and go, you've got some malabsorption, liver dysfunction. You know, maybe they're on a low-protein diet. What should we do? Well, maybe ask them to do an HDL challenge. Are they taking digestive enzymes? You know, other things we can do to optimize their digestion. So then you go back to your digestion modules and look through there. Maybe look at some of the different protocols. You know, so here the uric acid's a little low. Let's see if there is a correlation here. There is some deficiency of molybdenum, B12, folate, and/or copper, and so that might be related to the other, because if they're not digesting things well, then they're not going to be digesting these foods. So you start going, what's going on here? Something definitely with their digestion. Their creatinine, it's low. There we go again, malabsorption. See? And so as you go through, it's just like all the little puzzle pieces start going through. So you combine this with the blood chemistry software, and you have a really powerful tool to help you guide your clients, whether it's yourself or a family member, a friend, whoever. And so you can develop a really nice plan. And this, again, is why testing is so important. You can see that we've gone through and done different tests. And you can see it like this. When you see it like this, it's like, wow, not so great here. And now it's good. And then suddenly it's like, I wonder why that happened. You know, what was happening with them that they had that going on? And then it takes the instructions or the numbers that you had there, and it puts it here in the lab explanations, and it might combine it. So you'll see all the numbers when this decides to pop up with digestion. Maybe this one will work. Well, I know this one has, you know, they took, maybe they did a blood test, and now they need to do an adrenal stress index test because there's some stress going on. And so it has a different place for where you can write down the information on the labs. So again, it's just nice having everything all right here. And you don't have to have all these little pieces of paper floating around in a folder somewhere. And I'm really sorry that this is not showing up. Well, okay, I guess there's something for you to investigate now. So you can go and NEPT Resources, Master Health Tracker, and you can download that Excel sheet and play around with it.
And you downloaded the Excel sheet on Google Docs?
I downloaded it into my Google Drive and then converted it to a Google spreadsheet.
Okay.
Yep. And I like doing that when I'm working with clients because then I can share it with them and they can watch, they can look at it at the same time. And some of them are really tech savvy and they'll put stuff in there, and so I just ask that they let me know they put stuff in there so when I prepare, I can go back and look for that. In case you don't realize it, you have this blood sugar balancing presentation in a box. It's a PowerPoint presentation and the transcript Dr. Rita Marie did. That it's yours to use. It's editable. So if you want to put your name in here, you can do that. It's nice having the transcript because then you can see what she said along with those slides. So if you're going to do a webinar or a community presentation, you have something there that you can use right away. Glucose testing resources. Again, you could even use that as part of this blood sugar balancing in a box presentation. And it has information, you know, how do I order, what do I do to order that? How do I measure my blood glucose? You can share this video with them as well as show them yourself. Here's a glucose tracking chart demo. And there's links to glucose tracking charts. Understanding glucose and insulin patterns. So these, you know, this is, again, just nice tools to have as you're sharing what you do with people. The bulletin board, I think they might have converted this over to PDF. I can't remember. This is a list of people that, and this again it used to be editable. So you can see people that have been in our program or one variation of our program. We used to have something called ERSPC, that's Energy Recharge Solutions Practitioner Coaching. And so you can see what people are doing with this. You'll probably often hear Tony. And so she was on one of our radio shows. We used to have a radio show. We took a break for this year because there was just not enough time in the day. But we plan on bringing it back in the form of a podcast instead of a live radio show. And so that's another opportunity for you, that we present for you, is that we'll have you as a guest if that's something you're interested in. And so you can see some of the things people do. If you're interested in seeing, well, what do some of these people do that are in this program? Let's see. Then one of the other pieces in this bulletin board I think this is where the student contact sheet is. Yep. So you can put your information here, and you can go here to look and see if, you know, there's somebody you want to get in touch with, see if they've got their information in here. And then, like I said, you're free to put your own in here. It is alphabetical. So if you're familiar with this, so like Janice, there we go. Nope, went too far. Okay. If you right-click on that, you can see I can insert one above or one below. And you go like that, and so Janice can put her name. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And if you don't want your name in there, then don't put it in there. Some people don't want their name in there. Do you want me to leave this in here?
Oh, sure. You can leave that in there, then I can find it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so then you can put your information in there. And like I said, if there's somebody you want to get in touch with, you've got their information. So that's kind of cool. Support again. It has a Facebook. If you're coming to a call and you're not going to be able to make that call but you have questions, you can go in here and find the appropriate one and type your questions in there. Your monthly accountability journal is in here. Tomorrow's the last day of the month. I always encourage people on the last day of the month to fill this out. And she looks through those. There's some just general help and frequently asked questions. Events. So there's your SHINE conference. There's the SHINE conference Facebook group and our practitioner retreats. bonuses that's going to be different for a lot of people. So if you just recently signed up, you'll go to 2016. Usually it's about 60 days after your membership is activated, but you'll get an idea of this is what you'll see when your bonuses are activated. It'll show up like this.
Well, do we need to fill out that accountability report for this month?
Yes.
Okay.
And even if you haven't done much, just say, hey, this is what's going on in my life. I've been coming to the calls. This is what I'm learning. This is what I need help with. Just keeps your finger in the pie. Recordings. It's just what they are. And then I think we went over the schedule. Questions?
Could you go back to the recording?
Sure.
And when you came down, there was something on the right, something I saw about masterminds, a group or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any PA is the Practice Accelerator Group, and there's like five people in that one. If you signed up for Mastery and Certification, and at some point in time you want to move up into Practice Accelerator, then we'll have that conversation. People that are in Practice Accelerator, it's more business. They go through the same 36 modules that those in Mastery and Certification go through. The difference is that they have more one-on-one time with Dr. Rita Marie to build their business. So if they're trying to build programs, write books, do webinars or summits or something, that's the place you want to go to.
Can you upgrade once you get close to the end?
You can upgrade. Several of the people that are in there right now were about a year into the Mastery and Certification program, and then they had a conversation with us, and then we upgraded them. What that means is we take what you've paid so far and apply it to the difference. And so then you just pay that difference at that point, whether it means changing your monthly payment or if you do it in full. But several people do it that way. I'm trying to think. You may have heard us talk about Steph Jackson. Steph has created practitioner training programs over the last year that is on the gut microbiome. And you'll see her at Shine. And so, again, those are just opportunities that she's given to build her business. And so that's one of the things Dr. Rita Marie has been working with her on. Jane Guyette, you'll probably be hearing from her very shortly. She does a liver cleanse. And it's not just a regular – it's an amazing liver cleanse. It's very, very detailed, very well thought out. And it's not just like a 3-day thing. It's like 3 weeks. And so Dr. Rita Marie has helped her as she put that together. Diane Letchworth she went through Dr. Tom O'Brien's gluten practitioner training. And several of us have done that, but she's really taking that and making that her niche. And so she's building a program right now to work with people who are trying to be gluten-free. So those are the types of things that happens within those masterminds. You have your first call with Dr. Emery is 2 hours where you go through and just kind of set the foundation. And then you actually have a VIP day. Some people actually fly out there for the weekend, and you spend that time mapping out what you're going to do. And I've heard it's very transformational. You'll get a taste of that at the retreat, because we do a lot of that type of masterminding at the retreat, practitioner retreats. We hold our practitioner retreats once a year in the spring. I'm trying to think. And then you have monthly meetings after that with her, both individual and group. So, does that help?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Great. Great. Okay. Any other questions? I know there's a lot here, and I know as you go through, you'll probably go, okay, what did she say again? Because we all have done that. I actually started this because when I joined, I was in the very first class, and we had nothing like this. And then I used to do it just individually with people, and then we got to be too big to do that. And so I said, what if we just do this once a month? But I want to make sure that you understand everything you have. And if it takes me 2 years to do that, that's great. We're here to support you. And the website might change. Actually, I can guarantee you there will be pieces that change. And so that's why I invite people every month to come back here. And bring your questions, and we'll go over that.
Okay. Lynn, when in the spring is the retreat usually?
It's usually somewhere in the March, April area, and it's usually down in Austin, Texas, so the weather is a little better.
Okay.
At least for me, it's a little better.
And how long does it go for?
It's usually 3 days.
Okay.
But I usually tell people to take at least 5 days off from whatever they're planning, because frequently after we're done with the official retreat, we go back to Dr. Rita Marie's the next day and continue some of that masterminding. It's
great.
Yeah, it is. It's almost like you just don't quite want to go home yet. And we have talked about expanding and making it 4 or 5 days, because sometimes 3 days is just not enough. Valerie was at the last one. The last one was actually in Florida because Dr. Rita Marie's son had graduated the weekend before from college. And so that was really nice and convenient for all of us to go there. But the last night, what time was it when we got done? We were going to be done like at 7, 5, 6, 7, and it was like midnight. Because there was, you know, we just kept having questions and discussions, and it's really nice because, see, here we are each in our own little individual places, and we're talking, and we'll have these conversations throughout the year. With the different calls, we'll start talking to each other on Facebook, and then we get to actually meet each other, and the bonding is amazing. There are people that start working together from this. Like Steph is building this program, and she has some of the students do expert calls on her program. Four of them worked together to do a summit this last year. So it's so many opportunities, lots of great friendships. But we'll be letting you know more about that over the next couple of months as we get further into the planning.
Okay. Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is awesome. Let's see. No, Phyllis isn't, but Phyllis has always been at them as well. So I was going to ask her. In fact, the first year that Phyllis attended, she didn't have anything. I mean, she worked. She's a clinical psychiatrist. And she was trying to build a, she wanted to build a business as a child psychiatrist. I'm going to get that wrong. Holistic child psychologist. Well, anyway, she's an MD and did not like working within the hospital clinic setting she was in because all it was about was drugs. And she knew that nutrition had a big play in it. So at the first retreat she was at, when she left, she had a website, she had a Facebook page, and she had all these other little pieces built. And Phyllis actually used to be on every single call, and now she's not on as many because her business is being built to such a degree that she doesn't always have that time. And it's because she was at that retreat. So it's, again, it's amazing transformational stuff. And I hope to see you guys there.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll be at Shine.
That's right. Yeah, I hope you're going to be at Shine. That's always great fun, too. If you come to Shine, make an effort to come to the Qigong practice in the morning. That's amazing with Dr. David Weinthal. And he's a speaker as well. So great stuff that's happening. We're going to change the world. All right. If there are no other questions at this point, I will let you go. Where do you live, Janice?
In Wilmington, North Carolina, on the coast.
Okay. Okay. Are you getting some tropical storm weather coming up there?
We're getting just a little bit. It, you know, a little bit of rain here and there, but no storms or anything yet.
Okay, great. And then I know Susan is visiting family in Colorado who just had hail of biblical proportions from the videos I've seen.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy. So I know it's after 10 there for you, Janice. So I respect and honor that you're probably wanting to start your sleep routine there pretty soon.
Yes, but this has been so informative. Thank you so very much.
Excellent.
Yeah, my that pleasure. Was great. That really helped a lot.
Good.
I have to admit, there was so much information on those pages that, you know, you kind of don't even know where to start except just with the modules. But, yeah, you showed so many other things.
Right. So, lots of resources here. But the modules, you know, that's the piece you're going to be working on a more daily basis. But it's good to know where your resources are, especially as you start building your business and working with people. And after a while, you'll see how it kind of all gels together. But it all starts with module one, and you work from there. And if you have questions, always feel free to ask in any of the several ways that we've given to you. I do tell people because sometimes my email inbox gets a little full and I don't always get to it as quickly as I'd or get through it as quickly as I'd like. So I tell people if you have not heard from me within 24 hours, please feel free to text me and say, hey, I sent you an email. I know Susan has my phone because we spoke I think you spoke with Jan, Janice, so I'll be happy to give you my phone number, my cell phone, so if you need to text me,
okay,
feel free to do that. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, it's 515-538-0014.
Okay.
And actually, we have quite a few people in North Carolina. Diane Letchworth is. We just had a new person. She actually signed up for just the clinical mastery of the digestive system, but she's Karen Hefner is in North Carolina, I believe. We do have several people in North Carolina. So.
Great. We'll have to have a get together somewhere in North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah.
To meet each other. That'd be awesome.
Meet up.
Or maybe go to the Shine. Who knows? Yeah.
Well, you know, definitely even on the Shine Facebook group, you know, just, and if you haven't introduced yourself on the INE or NEPT Facebook groups yet, please do that. Because that is a nice thing to do. Susan, right now, I think you are the only person in Massachusetts. So spread the word. As far as I know, I'm the only person in Iowa or Minnesota. I live right on that border. I grew up in Minneapolis, so I have a hard time saying I'm from Iowa. But, introduce yourselves if you haven't already, and it's one module at a time. There's no pressure. Go through it and be comfortable with the material.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Enjoy
Thank
the rest
you,
of your week. You're welcome. Have a great Labor Day, and we'll be talking, I'm sure, next week, unless you're doing the green cleanse, and then you get to hear from me again tomorrow night.
I'm doing the green cleanse.
good for you. Good for you. Third day is always a charm.
Well, I actually did it last week because I'm the one who had the constipation.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And so I went ahead and started, and the interesting thing is, I'm having a great, I can tell when my system has changed a bit this week with that.
Excellent. Are you using anything like, because I tend to have chronic constipation, and so when I started mine, or anytime I do a juice cleanse or the green cleanse, I use intestinal drying formula and intestinal movement. And I will tell you, it moves things, and it moves interesting things. So I offer that as something that might help. I don't know if you've had any detox symptoms. I mean, if you've had any.
I did, but I'm doing, much better this week because I'm just doing the light, which is pretty similar to how I eat anyway.
Anyway, right.
But. One thing that I do is I have a supplement that I take, which is a nutritional supplement that I put in my smoothie, and it helped keep me regular.
Oh, great.
So I didn't do it last week because I didn't want to interfere with anything, but I'm back on it this week.
Okay.
So
you had the constipation without it?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you write down everything you were eating?
I did, yeah, because I, stuck pretty closely to the program. I did the deep cleanse, except for a couple of days I did have a salad. But one day I was really busy at work, and it was a long day, and it's like, I just got to have some food. And I did put avocado on my salad that day to slow it down. Because was the day I wasn't feeling good, and it was like day five or six.
Yeah.
It was close to the end, and it was like, okay, I've got to get through this. So that's the only thing I noticed, to just slow it down. And so I did.
Do you ever do enemas?
And I didn't. Yes, I did an enema. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
I don't normally do those, but okay. I mean, I did this time because I wanted to. I was so stopped up. I wanted to. You know, I didn't want to put any more food in there, which was nice doing the cleanse.
Right.
You know, nothing heavy. And so I went ahead and I did an enema because I didn't want to take anything.
Right.
And,
right.
So.
Yep.
Anyway, I was glad to hear, I was on the call, I guess it was last night, and
yep.
I was glad to hear people were not feeling well because I was like, I felt like crap.
Yeah, that is one of the things that happens. Yeah, especially when you do the deep. When I, the first time I ever did it, I did just the light because I, like I said, I know I have a fatty liver, and if I was going to do it too extreme for me, I would be like that as well. I still go through, I warn my family before I do any type of cleanse because, you know, the liver is the seat of anger. And so, whether it be my own or ancestral anger stuck in there, because it is a genetic thing. And so I just tell them, doing the cleanse, nothing personal if I get a little snappy. And, you know, but it's amazing the emotional detox that happens along with the physical detox. And so I do usually recommend the an enema, if at all possible, just to move that stuff out. And that's, again, why the intestinal drawing and the intestinal movement can be helpful. If you're already feeling some nauseousness, you know, maybe not. Because if you move too fast, it's definitely not a pleasant feeling.
I wasn't familiar with those two products until you mentioned them last night. But, you know, I'll certainly keep them in mind in the future.
Yeah. And you should be able to buy them at just a regular, like, a health food store.
Okay.
I don't live anywhere near a health food store, so I get most of my stuff online. But I have been, really today I'm in Rochester, Minnesota because my oldest daughter and my oldest son live here, and I'm babysitting my oldest daughter's son while she's at work this week because his daycare took off the last week before school. And so they have a Whole Foods, they have a Natural Grocers, they have Trader Joe's, they have a food
co-op. Yeah, we have
those. I don't have anything like that.
Oh,
so
we do, finally, yay!
I have to drive 30 miles just for a regular rinky-dink grocery store. I'm in heaven.
I couldn't do without it.
Well, my saving grace, I live on about 4 acres, and so during the summertime, I do have wonderful fresh produce.
Yeah.
A good portion of it is set aside for wild edibles, and so people think I'm just lazy, and no, I'm not. I like eating dandelions and nettles and red clover and all that good stuff. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, it's got its pros and cons. Anyway.
Yes, that's true.
It does.
That does everything.
Exactly. And you keep smiling. Well, Dan, I know you'll probably be on the call tomorrow. And, so we get to talk again.
All right. Well, have a good evening.
Yes, you too. Take care.
Bye. Nice.
Bye.